This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, 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 get your finger off that button. You don't change anything. Again, with Tom Delvecchio, head over to politicalvanguard.com. If you don't know how to spell Political Vanguard, maybe this isn't the station, or maybe this isn't the show you should be listening to, because it ain't that hard. Politicalvanguard.com. Head over there, check out his writers and the new website. Easy to maneuver and gives you plenty of information. Lots and lots and lots of information. So I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. So the big news of the day was that President Obama was expressing his frustration over the GOP effort to repeal health care. The other big news? No one cares. Seriously. I don't care what he thinks anymore. I didn't care what he thought then. Now he could scream and moan and do everything he wants to do, thinking we're just trying to get rid of it because of him. No, it's going to fail. It's already failing. We're not getting rid of it because it belonged to you. We're getting rid of it because it doesn't belong to the American people. It's not good for the American people. Samantha Power, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, was unmasking. She said at such a rapid pace in the final months of the Obama administration that she averaged more than one request for every working day in 2016. There are two, what are we, there's, God, I used to know this. When we owned a business, I knew the working days and working hours. Hours is 2048. I don't know how many working days there are, but it's only 20. It averages 20 days a month, 200, 240, about 250 days a year, 260 days a year, right in there. That means 250 or 60 people were unmasked by the Obama administration. Do we have that many spies, apparently, in the White House or something? Is this ridiculous or what? And we let them get away with it. And I say we because I'm having, you heard me, well, maybe you didn't. I think I talked about it during the break. There's a conservative group that I deal with, a registered, licensed, whatever you want to call it, conservative group that I deal with near my area. And when we got the group rolling, a small group of us, they wanted a real conservative group. They wanted a real Republican conservative group, social issues, fiscal issues, and so on. So we put one together. We put together a great set of bylaws, a great set of rules, and we had people at the helm that could make it work or at least kick it off because that's, you know, you don't want to stay in power like that. You want to get these things rolling and hand them off to younger people who can make it happen. Anyway, the long and the short of it is they went from, you know, 60, 80 plus people down to about 18 or 20. And it's not because the club is useless. That's not it at all. We tend not to want to work. Not that we're lazy. But we tend not to want to work because we come at it two ways. One is we either believe that everybody thinks like we do and they're going to work and make it happen, or we give up because we think we have no chance of winning. Thank God our founding fathers didn't think like that, right? So Samantha Powers was unmasking for the admin for the Obama administration 250 or 60 people a year or in the year 2016. Two sources who were not authorized to speak on record said that the request to identify Americans whose names surfaced in foreign intelligence reporting, known as unmasking, exceeded 260. See, I didn't have to, and we filled our brain space for no reason. One source indicated this occurred in the final days of the Obama White House. The details emerged ahead of an expected appearance by Power next month on Capitol Hill. She's one of the several Obama administration officials facing congressional scrutiny for their role in seeking the identities of Trump associates in intelligence reports. Now, why would you need that many people unmasked? In a July 27 letter to Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes of California said the committee had learned that one official whose position had no apparent intelligence-related function had made hundreds of unmasking requests during the final year of the Obama administration. Check that again. The committee, the whole committee, has learned that one official whose position had no intelligence-related function made requests for unmasking that were granted, apparently. Now, the official apparently is this Power person, Power lady. During a public congressional hearing earlier this year, Republican Representative Trey Gowdy of South Carolina pressed the former CIA director, John Brennan, on unmasking without mentioning Power by name. Gowdy said, "Do you recall any U.S. ambassador asking that names be unmasked?" Brennan says, "I don't know. Maybe it's ringing a vague bell, but I'm just not, I couldn't answer the question with any confidence." Gowdy continued asking, "On either January 19th or up till noon on January 20th, did you make any unmasking requests?" Brennan said, "I do not believe I did." Gowdy says, "So you did not make any requests on the last day that you were employed?" Brennan says, "No, I was not in the agency on the last day I was employed." Brennan had his memory kind of stirred up, so he had to correct the record later on, confirming that he was at CIA headquarters on January 20th. Anybody know what January 20th is? Anybody? Anybody? Right. Inauguration Day, right? What he was doing there when he didn't work there anymore, I don't know. He said, "I went there to collect some final personnel materials, as well as to pay my last respects to the memorial wall, but it was there for a brief period of time, and just to take care of some final things that were important to me." Three of the nation's intelligence agencies received subpoenas in May, explicitly naming three top Obama administration officials, former National Security Advisor, guess who? You're right, Susan Rice, right? Brennan and Power. Records were requested for Ben Rhodes, then President Barack Obama's advisor, but the documents were not the subject of the subpoena. I mean, this goes on and on and on. And they call Trump corrupt because they'll never say anything negative about their own people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Our mad black man from Baltimore up next. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract. strike to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. If you're not driving, close your eyes and just imagine the roller skating rink on Friday night. Seriously, come on. You know why you went there. We all know why you went there, so don't give me that stuff. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're watching live, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're listening, that's great, too. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me, spend with us here on the air and with the TRS family. If you don't know what that means, you ain't been listening along. You'll figure it out eventually. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black man from Baltimore. Always, always, always love when he's on the show. A lot of good information from Corey. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me appear. I appreciate it.
Now, between you and me, I saw a little post you put up today. And I read it on my phone, and it looked like you were calling yourself a queen. I just want to make sure. want to make sure you weren't having a moment with too many painkillers and everything was good. We're assured that I can assure you he's not a queen, if you know what I'm saying. Anyhow.
Once again, I want to thank everybody for their support for the well wishes and for me getting better. I'm doing okay. I won't really go into the business part of it, but the painkillers is helping pretty good. That's why I wasn't able to appear last night because I was counting sheep. I was counting sheep, man. I'm trying to tell you, but it's interesting to me. I got a little 2-minute rant I have to give.
Go for it. I always love when you do that. Have at it.
I can't grasp how people are such bandwagon jumpers or whatever like this. Donald Trump. Oh my gracious! It's so many people that I've seen turning turncoating. And they doing this and doing that. Let me explain something to you. The president of the United States, any kind of leader, even the CEO of a company, they come in and they make changes. Are they going to make every change? Probably not. They have to bend. When you're talking about politics, you have to bend a little bit. He's going to get it done. You have to give the man a chance. People are so quick to, my thing is, nobody said he was Jesus Christ. Is he going to come in? You got to figure, the stuff that's going on now and in places like North Korea was over 4 or 5 presidents ago. So you can't expect for this man to come in and fix something that happened 4 or 5 presidents ago. They have allowed this man to get where he is today. He didn't just get there. Or whatever, because he got there because of the United States over the last 4 or 5 presidents. I'm sorry. And they have allowed him to get to this point. Now, I have to sometimes. I listen to The View and I listen to them today.
You must really be drugged listening to them.
No. It's interesting. It's always interesting to listen to your adversary. It's always fact finding to listen to your enemy and find out just exactly where their mind thought is. And they are the biggest liberals. The white broad that's on there with the glasses, the black rim, red glasses.
I don't watch it, so I don't know who you're talking about, buddy.
Yeah, but if you turn to it, just watch it one day. I can't stomach to sit there and they just went on and on. And then finally Whoopi Goldberg said, well, I'm just a peaceful person, and I think we should sit down with diplomacy. I said, you won't be saying that when he launched one and it detonates in California or something, somewhere like that. You won't be saying that then. You'll be saying, why didn't the president do anything about it? But actually, we should be saying, why didn't Barack Obama do something about Iran, North Korea, and all of this? No, he wants diplomacy. He wants to sit down. Okay, we did this wrong. We did that wrong. Let me unfreeze all your assets so you can go out, buy missiles, do this, do that. My whole thing of it is that they just went on this morning, and I'm sick of it. I'm sticking behind them. Is he going to say anything that he's supposed to say? Right? No. Because guess what? If it was me, it's something that I think he can, like this name calling and this and that, he can back away from that. That's the unpresidential side of him. And you know why it doesn't bother me? Because that's showing that he's a real person. He's not wired and teleport to death by his PR people or whatever, and he won't allow him to be there. Is he going to say some things? Because he's not presidential. I'm not saying he's not presidential. Maybe I should be saying he's not politically correct in his being a president.
No, he's going to tell you what's real.
Politically correct.
Yep, he's going to tell you what's real. Look at when he got up there, everybody went nuts because he said, he'd annihilate, wipe out North Korea. Now, at first, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm good with that. He's just calling it what it is. But then I went back and listened to a couple of other presidents like Clinton and Mr. Oblamo, and both of them said the same exact thing. There was no difference.
But that's what I said. I said, I don't understand how it is that Barack Obama can do things, and all the great saints, he did this. He didn't do anything. You're right when you call him El Blamo. And my thing of it is the fact that, why don't you just come out and say, look, I don't like him because he's a conservative, or I don't like him because he's not, you know, he's not a bleeding heart liberal or some punk that's going to keep allowing people to do things. The name calling, he should back away from. The tweeting, he should back away from all that. You don't have to do that. What you have to do is to go in, handle your business. Don't worry about social media, because social media is not going to help him. It's going to hurt him, because whatever he says, they're going to try to take it and twist it 15 or 20 different ways.
Yep. No, you're exactly right.
So he has to learn.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing he's going to say or do or anything else that's going to get those people to turn in his direction for him or any of that. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
And people need to come to that conclusion, you know? Hey.
And see, that's what the issue is.
We're going to run out of time, but on this segment, we'll deal with it next segment. I don't know how much detail you've paid attention to in St. Louis, but I'm loving watching what's going down there. And you watch the video, you watch the film, you listen to what took place, and the only reason they say that this cop was a racist, that this had to do with a black man, is because the cop said, I'm going to kill this guy when I get him, right? The adrenaline's running, the race is on. And I said to people, and some of them didn't want to hear it, how many times, and don't raise your hand, but how many times you walk in your kid's room and you go, oh, when he gets home from school, I'm going to kill this kid if he keeps this up. You don't mean you're going to kill anybody. You know?
Okay.
Let's talk about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Brown, Corey Duncan, joins us after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
There is the theory of the Mobius. A twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live, and thank you, Jesus, I don't heat the mics up during the break, because it would be a bad thing. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. And for those of you who are too dull to figure it out, I do not pay the man. I actually tricked him into coming on the show for free. So, Corey, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You know, it's interesting. If people, you know, I have a friend. I know she's listening. Miss Dorita Ross, one of my closest friends, and she said, I always see Joe laughing and Tammy laughing. What you guys said? She said, I bet you guys be talking about some stuff. And see, she understands who I am, and most people do that know me, that I am non-filtered. I don't have a filter, and I'll tell you the way it is. And, you know, I don't believe in holding back. I just say what's on my mind. So that's what we'd be laughing about if you ever see Joe cracking up.
So the show airs all over the, you know, not, I don't want to sound like I'm too big for my britches, but the show airs all over the place 7 days a week. And sometimes I'm sitting in the studio and the phone rings. And I don't really think, you know, phone rings, what do? You pick it up, right? That's what we were taught. So I pick up the phone, and I didn't even tell you this yet. Some guy says to me, is this Joe Messina? Yes, I said, is this you? You know, you got that guy, your mad black man, you got him on it. He is the dumbest blankety, N-word. And I said, you know what? Take it up with him on Facebook. And I'm not putting up with this. And I hung up on the guy. Because when you start off like that, when you start off at level zero as an ignorant idiot, I haven't got time for you. If you want to call me and tell me I'm a black man, I don't agree with that other black man you have on, and this is why I don't agree, and then I'll get the two of you together on the air, that's one thing. But when you call and start calling somebody names, like I said, you're stereotypical blamo voter. Catch you later. And I hung up.
Well, let me get a response to that. I'm glad you told me about that. if the person is within my voice, hear this. As I always say, and the gentleman just said, if you have a problem with me or you have a problem, come to Facebook, Corey Charismatic Duncan, and we can debate. If you feel like you have any guts, why don't you come on his show and we can talk about it instead of you calling him up saying that I'm the dumbest. I think you better replay that because I'm the one with the two master's degrees from the University of Texas A&M. So if you want to call me dumb, I double majored and didn't nobody do my homework for me, and I went on a sports scholarship. So if you want to call somebody dumb, I tell you what you do. You're the dummy, and plus you're a coward. Come on the show and debate me. Please, please. You know, I get these emails or sometimes inbox, why you always putting down black. Okay, what am I dumb about? Because I speak the truth? Because why? I'm not drinking the Barack Obama Kool-Aid or whatever like this. Or not going around pumping my fist in the air. Hey, I love the United States of America. I'm not about to put nothing down that I'm living the American dream. Didn't nobody give it to me. Joe didn't give it to me. I'm not sitting up whining and crying about something that happened way before I was even thought of, and half of it has been turned and twisted upside downwards. So you know what, Joe? We're going to ignore that and continue on with the show. Because you know what? We got a name for them in the hood, and you know what it is?
That's
Queens, New York. We call it a bunch of suckers. That's what we call it.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the St. Louis riots. Okay, so this is something that happened. This whole thing went down in 2011, long time ago. That doesn't make it any better or right or anything. I'm just saying that to set the time frame. So it happens in 2011. The verdict, whatever, the judge finally gave the verdict last week, and you're seeing all these riots take place in St. Louis, and the guy was killed in cold blood, and. But when you look at the videotape, I don't know if you've seen it, but you look at the tape, the guy runs from the cops in his car, okay? He tries to run over one of the cops. He tries to run his car into one of the cops. He's reaching for what it looks like to be a gun. They found a gun and drugs in the car. And somehow, after all this, it's the cop's fault. I'm not the smartest guy in the room most of the time, but I don't get this. Help me out.
Well, I get it. It's called, that's why I'm not even going to talk about Detroit, Chicago like I always do. But I'm going to talk about Baltimore. 247 murders, 14% higher than last year. And they're on a record to break every record they had for murders. That's why you get these places. That's why you get these situations like what you have is because of that type of attitude or whatever like that, that you're going to blame a police officer. If a man reaches in your car and reaches in your police car and tries to go for your gun and you shoot him, regardless whether you're black or white or whatever, they're going to still come after you because nobody, I told you, we've gone back to this, the late 70s, the mid 70s, early 70s, where we had this thing against the establishment, you know, all of these Berkeley Democrats and people like that came out and, you know, got with the black movement about standing, against the establishment, that the rule of law is hurting the minority person. The rule of law is not hurting the minority person. If the minority person, and I'm talking about black folks or whatever, if you're breaking the law, it's very clear. I'm going to use something that Barack Obama, let me be clear. All right, let me be clear. If you break the law, you break the law. You get arrested. So my thing of it is okay, you have a record. As long as the L.A. Coliseum, all the way around three times, and no one is supposed to do anything, we're just supposed to just keep slapping you on the hand, slapping you on the wrist. That's why Baltimore has that murder rate, because you know who does most of the murdering? People that they have allowed to go free have gun charges free in a week, and they allow you to go free. Then you finally go out and kill somebody, and then they take and then they lock you up. and he couldn't get a direct answer. Why are the courts keep allowing these people, that these animals, to come back out on the street?
Oh, yeah.
After they have committed a violent act, you shouldn't even be allowed on the street. I don't care about whether Eric Holder, how many, well, if it isn't over this or over that, this kind of felony, then no. Hey, if you break the law, you go to jail. It's real simple. It doesn't matter
what color you are, right? I mean, seriously.
Absolutely. I see them lock up black and white people. They lock up Mexicans. They lock up. Why is it? Okay, maybe most white people, I mean, most of them, I don't know what's the ratio, but guess what? It doesn't matter. If you break the law, whether you're green, yellow, or orange, you go to jail. I mean, what's the issue about it? Well, more black people are going to jail. Well, maybe more black people are breaking the law. I mean, it's real simple.
You know, I used to say, I grew up in a very, very, very Italian section of Boston, okay? Everybody there was Italian. And I used to say, those racist Irish cops, they used to come to my neighborhood, and they'd go looking for the Italians, and they would only arrest Italians. You know what I'm saying? These racist people for coming into the Italian neighborhood. And you have to sit there and think to yourself, this is just common sense. It's not a color thing. It's who's committing the crime, correct?
Right. And see, the whole thing of it is, from my perspective, is that you're going to always have this where they want you, that, or if a black person commits a crime, we should turn the other way and look the other way and allow it. But if a white person, though, we're supposed to lock them up. But, you know, it's just an attack on white folks. And I'm not saying every police officer is honest and true blue, but a lot of it, you know, hey, look, I run into a lot of, and, you know, they tell me I'm going home the same way I came here. And I can agree with them because right now, to be a law enforcement officer, I have to walk up to you and shake your hand because it's just too much that your family goes through. And they just think if this man has children or wife or shit or this woman has children or a wife or whatever, children or a husband, I'm sorry, or whatever. You know, you kind of got to give them a pat on the back because it's a tough job.
Oh, sure. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Corey Duncan's with us, and he ain't going nowhere. Use my best English. We'll be right back.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRA 401ks and savings in jeopardy. You need this book and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But forget all that. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black man from Baltimore. Always have a good time when Corey's with us. Corey, again, I do appreciate the time that you... I know you always thank me for having you on the show, but I always have a ball when you're on the show. Why wouldn't I have you on the show? So, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you, Nate. It's a pleasure to come on the show, and I also want to thank all of the group people that's in the chat room, continue to support all of the podcasters and the great hosts like Joe Messina, Andrew Bellis, and the list goes on and on.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, our prayers have to go out to the people that are being affected by this hurricane, now Hurricane Maria. Now, I know it was downgraded to a 2, but heck, guys, you know, 100-mile-an-hour wind is still a big deal. Our hearts and prayers go out to those in Mexico. I you know, the death toll there is up to 250, 260 people. That's a terrible thing, too. It's just, again, these are natural disasters. The politics should not play into this like those idiots out of Hollywood love to do. You know, the earthquake did not happen because of Trump or Obama, anybody else. The earthquake happened because the earthquake happened, okay? The hurricane happened because the hurricane happened. And, again, don't get screwed. Make sure you give your money to the right. Don't give money to a company that calls you and says, hey, we're helping out those people affected by the hurricane. Go online. Give it to a company that's been doing this for years. I'm not going to name any. And make sure you don't get screwed again, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I totally agree. And hearts and prayers still go out to the people in my back home in Texas and also in Florida that's dealing with all of these situations. I mean, it's just certain parts of Texas or Houston that they won't be going into at least until the first of next year or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be bad.
It's just catastrophic. I mean, it's crazy. But, I want to touch upon something real quick before we go any further. You know, we were just talking about the people and that like the spitball from the balcony or whatever. You know, yep. one thing that we hate that I think is echoed by yourself is that we hate cowards. We don't like cowards on this show. Nope. And if you have something that you have to say, that no one is going to chastise you. Come on and you speak in good tone. And you lay out your format or whatever, but you know that to go back to an old cliche that Michael Strahan told a reporter a long time ago. He said, "Look," he said, "No." He said, "You look me straight in the eye. Look me straight in the eye before you stab me in the back." Because he said, "You know what? 10 years ago, I didn't know what BS was." He said, "But now I know what BS is when you write about it and you don't tell the truth." And that's how people are on Facebook. They hide behind computers and laptops, and they spitball at people, but people like yourself and myself and other people that's on Facebook that have a viewpoint and come on the show and give a viewpoint and tell the truth about things, but yet they won't appear. Come and appear on the man show. He's not paying me. This is a truth. I'm a real person. You go to my page, Corey Charismatic Duncan, you'll see my podcast, you'll see my videos that I make, and Joe isn't telling me to say this or nothing. This is how I feel. And it is what it is. So, you know, I just want to say that.
Now I'll send you the check. It's okay. Not a big deal. they don't think that you're paid and others on the show. You know, Xander, because he's a gay talk show host, you know, and I hate all gay people, so I have to pay Xander to show up. It's like, you know, you guys, you should be writing children's books or something with all this imagination that you have, right? I mean, seriously, it's just nuts. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, and I want to say also a big shout out to Xander too, or whatever. He doesn't allow them to come on or to spitball. He calls them out too. So you know, all of us are on the same page.
Oh yeah, yeah. Especially when it comes to stuff like this. And then, hey, I have to put it this way. One of your tribe went off the rails again. Maxine Waters is at it. she went to Dick Gregory's funeral. You know, and I enjoyed it. He was a bit part. He was a comedian. I think he was on Saturday Night Live. That's where he's well known for. And you know, he was a funny man. I enjoyed him. She goes to his funeral. Why is it that the Dems now have to turn everything in to a political statement? I suppose Dick Gregory died because President Trump is talking about, you know, repeal and replace of the ACA. So she's at the funeral. And she says in her, you know, speech and talking highly about Dick, she turns around and she says, you know, I'm cleaning out the White House. And then she goes on to say that the KKK has infiltrated Trump's cabinet. So I'm going to clean out the White House. We're going to sanitize the White House. We're not going to take what is happening in this country anymore. I'm thinking to myself, you are one of the most dishonest people in Congress. And you're going to clean the White House? How does dirt clean dirt?
Well, see, the problem of it is that you mess up. You can't, like I told you a long time before, don't get caught up in people like this. This woman is obviously has a mental condition or whatever. And you know what it's called? It's called being a racist. And the thing of it is that she's not quiet about being a racist. She just comes out. And just a total racist. I mean, she doesn't like white people. She don't like this country. So I'm just trying to understand why walk around with a United States flag on your lapel and give a speech on the floor of the House about anything because you don't believe in the Constitution. You don't believe, see, people like this, I don't understand in America, and we've had this discussion every time pretty much on your show, of how these people continue to be in office when they don't do anything for the, one, they don't do nothing for the black neighborhood. They got everything bad to say about the United States government or whatever. Even when Barack Obama was in office, they talked bad about the government and wanted him to replace and redo everything for what? It's nothing wrong with the system. The system is set up, and it's all about what me and you talked off of the break is about opportunity, and it's about making an opportunity. Nobody said you had to go ahead and knock somebody over the head to get ahead, but right. If an opportunity appears and it presents itself, you take advantage of it. And my thing is, you take advantage of it, but it doesn't mean that you have to abuse it. You take advantage of the situation in a positive mind thought, and you flip it and you make it work for you. That's called the American dream. That's called capitalism. It's a race. Me and you start off, like I explained to my sons and daughters that's about to take that next step in life, college or whatever. Here it is. That's the starting line, and you all start out. You can either run this way or you can run that way, but you're going to have to finish this sooner or later. So my favorite is if you run it the right way, you'll finish. You may not win, but guess what? You don't have to exactly come in first place to be a winner in life. You can come in second place and be a winner as long as you finish the race.
Yep, I agree. No, I agree with you. And you give it your all. You know, it's always what I said when I consult people running for office, when I do, you know, the consulting for the campaigns, I go, look, I don't just go after winners. I go after people that, you know, have that winning, have what it takes to win. And you fight and you do the right thing. And if you win and you cheat, you're a loser. Okay? Because if you have to cheat to win, you're nothing but a loser. I would rather lose honestly than win dishonestly. Because I couldn't, in my head, I would know I was in the chair dishonestly. I wouldn't want to do that. So I hear what you're saying, and I totally agree with you.
Well, that's because you have some morality, and what's wrong with the world is that the world doesn't have any more morality no more. It's just everybody just doing whatever they want to do, and it's just acceptable. And it's not acceptable because guess what? You might win, but guess what? Everything in this world, as my mother always say, what you do in the dark will soon come to the light, and it will catch up with you sooner or later.
Oh yeah, it's just. I always say the same thing. Look, it's me and God. Can I put my name on it? Because God's standing right next to me. Am I going to feel good about it if I look up and make eye contact? You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy.
One thing is, Joe, a lot of people don't believe that, you're going somewhere when you leave this earth. And guess what? When you're standing before the Creator and you just standing there, and he's going to replay all of this back. Because guess what? You're going somewhere when you leave this earth. And stuff. Trust me.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to the UN speech. Okay? You only got about a minute and a half. Did he nail it for you, or could he have gone harder, or should he have gone softer? Quickly.
No, actually, I think whoever did the PR did real well for him, and he probably added a couple things. I think he needs to leave the thing like Rocket Man and just know he don't need to go that route. Just keep it short and sweet. He hit it on the head because guess what? If it wasn't for the United States, the UN wouldn't be crap. And guess what? If it wasn't for the United States, NATO wouldn't be nothing. So guess what? He hit it right on the head when he told them, you guys either going to start making it on our terms, or guess what? You start cleaning up and be the police officer of the earth. Get the Russians to help you. How about that?
Hey, whatever. Tell people where they can find Corey.
Well, probably in somebody's alley. No, not the alley. No, you can not in the alley with the American flag wrapped around me. Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook. Corey Press Duncan on Twitter. I thank everyone for their support, and God bless.
Yeah, you too, Corey. Heal quick. I'm Joe Macedo, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Next hour, we're going to talk about your finances. That's right. David Fisher joins me. He's always got a good word. A lot of you give me a lot of positive input about him. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.